This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Negotiators in Glasgow, Scotland continue last-minute huddles for sealing a deal that they hope could be credibly said to advance worldwide efforts to tackle global warming. COP26 President Alok Sharma, who was chairing the summit, said negotiators had arrived at a moment of truth for the planet and their children and grandchildren.
And you all know that the world is willing us on to be bold, to be ambitious, and so much rests on the decisions that we collectively take today.
UN talks to curb global warming ran into last-minute problems Saturday, primarily because of money. Funding issues, specifically compensation for climate damages and credits in a trading system, caused the discussions to bog down. At least three people were killed and several wounded when Sudanese security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters denouncing the military's tightening grip on the country. Saturday's violence came as pro-democracy protesters yet again took to the streets across Sudan to rally against the military's takeover last month. The rallies, called by the pro-democracy movement, came 2 days after the top general behind the coup reappointed himself the head of the Sovereign Council, Sudan's interim governing body. That has angered the pro-democracy alliance and frustrated the United States and other countries that have urged the generals to reverse their coup.
2, 1, lift off.
A SpaceX video showed the launch of 53 Starlink satellites into orbit from Florida Saturday. Starlink is a satellite-based global internet system that SpaceX has been building for years to bring internet access to underserved areas of the world. This is VOA News. Clashes inside Ecuador's largest prison early Saturday have left at least 58 inmates dead in the latest violence to hit the Litoral Penitentiary, which recently saw what authorities said was the country's worst ever prison bloodbath. Residents living near the prison in the coastal city of Guayaquil reported hearing hours of sustained gunfire and explosions coming from inside the lockup. A police report seen by the Associated Press said 10 inmates were also injured and explosives and guns were seized. Videos circulating on social media purporting to be from inside the prison showed bodies, some burned, lying on the ground. Emergency workers say at least one person was killed and several others wounded when a bomb exploded on a minibus on a busy commercial street in a Kabul neighborhood, mainly populated by members of Afghanistan's minority Hazara community. A Taliban spokesman said the incident was caused by a fire that broke out on the vehicle, sparking an explosion. The driver of the bus told the Associated Press that an explosion went off in the back of the vehicle. Afghanistan's Hazara community, which is mainly Shiite, has been repeatedly targeted in attacks, mostly blamed on the Islamic State group. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging all citizens to get vaccinated ahead of the coming winter. AP's Naomi Shannon reports.
Merkel's encouraging all those unvaccinated to get their shots as quickly as possible as the country's cases hit a string of new highs. Merkel also called on those who are vaccinated already to get the coronavirus booster shot, calling it a real chance to break the severe fall and winter wave of the pandemic. The chancellor plans to meet with the country's 16 state governors to coordinate nationwide measures next week, and Parliament is proposing legislation on a new legal framework for restrictions over the winter. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Thousands marched through central Melbourne on Saturday to protest against proposed legislation that would expand emergency powers afforded to the state government during the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters made their way from the city's state library to the steps of Victoria's Parliament building. They carried placards reading "Kill the Bill" and "Stop State Premier Dan's Dangerous New Legislation." The Public Health and Well-Being Amendment Bill 2021 would give Victoria state leaders powers to declare a pandemic and make pandemic orders, including restrictions on movement and quarantine rules. Reporting by